We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. In the morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. A police chase that began in Harvey County Wednesday night continued with a search for a suspect on foot north of Wichita. Police say William Jason Roberts is wanted on felony charges in Colorado. They added that he was last seen near 61st Street and Woodlawn near Kichai. Those who live in the Kichai and Park City areas are advised to be on the alert, as police say Roberts should be considered armed and dangerous. He is described as standing about 6 feet tall, weighing 230 pounds, brown hair, and facial hair. Anyone who may see him should call 911 immediately. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It looks like one more warm day before a big change in temperature coming tomorrow. By afternoon, when a cool front passes through, we could see a few isolated thunderstorms or high in the upper 80s. Scattered storms through this evening are low 60, and then sunny on Friday afternoon with a high 81. Rain returns late Friday night and Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 71 degrees, the north wind at 3 miles per hour. Central Oklahoma shaken by a series of earthquakes last night. The strongest registered a magnitude of 4.2 and briefly knocked out power to 4,600 customers in the northern Oklahoma City suburb of Edmond. Edmond City spokesman Casey Moore says there are no reports of serious damage or injuries, though the city's 911 center was flooded with calls from rattled residents.
The house is less than a mile away from the epicenter. We definitely felt it at my house.
By a 3-2 vote, the Sedgwick County Commission has decided to tear down a longtime ranch for troubled boys. Commissioners Richard Ranzau and Jim Howell were the votes in favor of maintaining the facility. They were in the minority. County Commission Chairman Dave Unruh says he was part of the facility's construction back in the 1960s.
I had the opportunity to work on that building, have been aware of its value to our community for all these years, and like my colleagues, this is a hard decision. We don't want to do things frivolously, and especially with property that's had a big value to our community. But I think now is the time to make a decision.
The commission voted to remove asbestos and then demolish the ranch. The property will be returned to parkland as part of Lake Afton Park.
Wichita police are looking for a suspect after a cell phone store was targeted for crime Tuesday evening in East Wichita, east of Central and Grove.
Officers were dispatched to a strong-armed robbery at the Metro PCS, again located in the 2700 block of East Central. When officers arrived, they made contact with a 30-year-old female employee. The employee stated an unknown suspect had entered the store, had pushed her, and took cash from the registers.
Police officer Charlie Davidson says the suspect had short braids in his hair, was wearing gray workout pants, a red ball cap, glasses, and blue latex gloves.
The Wichita Police Department is holding a collection drive looking for donations of school supplies. Officer Davidson says some youngsters in Wichita come from families who can't afford supplies for the coming school year.
Each substation and also here at City Hall, we have donation boxes for kids' school supplies that will be going to the children at the Wichita Children's Home. Some things we're asking for are heavy-duty backpacks and any school supplies that you'd like to donate to the children.
Deadline for making those donations, August 18th.
Average prices for gas in Kansas rose significantly this week, increasing to $2.17 a gallon, says Jennifer Hall with AAA.
There's probably a couple things contributing to that. One is the higher demand. People are still hitting the road for those last-minute vacations before school starts. And we've kind of worked down a little bit on our backlog of crude, so we're kind of finishing off some of that stuff, and they're not replenishing it at the same rate.
Kansas is still doing well relative to the rest of the nation of 15 cents at 15 cents below the national average.
The Creighton University Mid-America Business Conditions Index for Kansas was at 45.9 last month. That's well below growth neutral. Ernie Goss is with Creighton.
We had the drought conditions in some parts of the state, and then we had, of course, the fires that caused some fairly significant economic stress for certain parts of the state.
Even though the Mid-America Index is a better measure of the urban economy, weaknesses on the farm are trickling over, and struggles in telecommunications are also dragging that number down.
NASA has a job opening that's out of this world.
The job opening lists the position as NASA's Planetary Protection Officer, a full-time job with a security clearance that will pay up to $187,000 a year. What is it? Well, the person who gets the position will be in charge of defending Earth from extraterrestrial contamination and has to work on sheltering other planets from Earth germs. For example, when humans go into space, protecting space from our organisms and protecting us from any alien organisms. By the way, the position says it may require frequent travel. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The owner of a Southeast Kansas hunting guide company pleaded guilty and was sentenced to probation for violating state and federal hunting laws. U.S. Attorney Tom Beal says 35-year-old Josh Hedges of Granola pleaded guilty Wednesday to conspiracy to violate the Lacey Act and violating the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. He was sentenced to 5 years probation and ordered to pay $15,000 in restitution. KNSS News Time now, 7:37. Steve and Ted in the morning here on a Thursday, August 3rd, 2017. Ted, was on this date in 1981. U.S. air traffic controllers went on strike. Despite a warning from President Ronald Reagan, they would be fired, which they were.
Yes.
President Reagan was of the opinion that these people are doing a job that is crucial to the safety of the American people and can't go on strike. And he backed it up. The history of those kinds of things in America, to me, my feeling was after that happened, that was kind of a watershed in America when it came to labor unions. I think from right there is when labor unions, for whatever reason, started to lose some of their punch.
A little bit.
That may have been just a factor. But I had a friend that I was in.
That was a pretty contentious issue.
Yeah, very contentious. I had a friend who was in the church choir with me. We were back up there in the back row, and he was a terrific singer, great guy. He had been an air traffic controller, and we got into it talking about it one night, and he says, I don't care much for Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, over the years, I've run into a couple of people who lost their jobs after that.
Have you really?
They are still extremely not happy with Ronald Reagan.
And now there's talk of trying to privatize the air traffic control system, the people up there, and they're getting a little pushback from some well-known folks who know something about aviation. So, well, there's another one. We'll watch how that plays out over the weeks and months ahead. There's an unwanted record in the Gulf of Mexico. This year's dead zone, a largely human-caused phenomenon where there's too little oxygen to support marine life, is the biggest ever measured. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says the low oxygen or hypoxic zone covers 8,776 square miles, about the size of New Jersey. The area is more than 3% larger than the 2002 dead zone. That was the previous record. You make no judgments on, it says it's human cause.
Yeah, what's the human cause?
Yeah, just
it doesn't say.
What the scientists say. In the Gulf of Mexico, the dead zone. There's dead zones all over the country. Some people think there's a dead zone in Washington, D.C. Some of the time. Steve and Ted now, 7:39, and we were talking about sports a minute ago in the NBA. Ted, longtime referee Danny Crawford retired Wednesday following a 31-year NBA record career. Now,
that's a lot of running up and down the court.
Yeah, now, listen to this.
I bet he's in good shape.
You got to get up and down the court. Exactly. The National Basketball Referees Association confirmed the news and noted Crawford officiated over 2,300 NBA games, highlighted by more than 300 playoff contests.
And he only called traveling once.
And 23 straight years working at least one NBA Finals game. Yeah, no traveling was ever called. The 63-year-old Chicago native also worked in the Continental Basketball Association.
Oh, my gosh.
College ranks, including Division I, before his three-decade run with the NBA. How about that? In January, Crawford received the most votes as the league's best referee.
I was going to say, he's probably a pretty good ref. He's sticking around that long.
Yeah, Broderick Turner of the Los Angeles Times has conducted an anonymous survey among players and coaches, and they said Danny Crawford's the best, and he's retiring. Yeah.
Well,
and it, you know, referees, you think they're guys that they stand out there and just, you know, watch. You know, you got to move. You got to up and down the
Heck
court.
Yes.
One referee's got to be up front, the other in the back, and you got to rotate around. You got to keep your wits and keep moving. So this guy, yeah, he had to be in tremendous physical condition, 63 years old. All right. Posing nude for a magazine cover? No, Ted is not going to do that.
No.
It's not just for 20-somethings, though, says Sophia Vergara, who bears all on women's health this month at the ripe old age of 45.
40-something, yeah.
45 years old. What's the name of that TV show she's starring in?
Modern Family.
Modern Family. Vergara, whose birthday was in July, goes commando for women's health. September Naked Issue, saying in an interview with the magazine that times have changed when it comes to how women are depicted in the media. The age of 45. There you go, Ted. What if somebody like one of the local magazines...
So how has times changed as to how women are depicted in the media? Still objectified.
Oh, that's true.
There you go. So how has it changed?
I think that she says allowing that older women can pose naked now.
Ah, that's what, okay.
That's the big change.
That's her point.
Like okay. A big sea change.
You
know, most of the women I know over 40 don't want to be naked in front of people. Or men or anybody else.
Except for that guy up in Lawrence. Walks around naked.
The guy who keeps walking around naked up in Lawrence. Yeah. How about
there are a few exceptions.
Well, he was only in his 30s, though.
Yeah, he was a younger guy. All right, Ted, 7:42 now, Steve and Ted. Arranging for new presidential planes. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, will be with us here, Ted, fully clothed in just a few minutes.
Well, we hope.
Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.